Good evening, and today I've got super cheap Morrison's Suave in their super cheap, line, and it's lime green. That is, the label's lime green. The wine is a sort of platinum gold, kind of the colour of grass when you've mown it a bit too short and the sun comes out, that kind of colour. Anyway, I wasn't looking for anything amazing. What I wanted was, I had a virgin wine, it's called Vitellina Falanghina, which is a new grape variety to me. And it's quite a lot like Sauvignon Blanc, but it's, for my taste, it's way too acidic. And it really clashed badly with a salad I made the other day with tuna and some cheese and some pineapple. Now, I think, to be fair, I think what happened was the pineapple and the wine really clashed and they rasped on my throat, and my tongue, and I thought, ow. It's really strange how food can do that. So I thought, okay, well, I want to enjoy the wine, but why not blend it with a cheap wine that's going to work? So I ummed and ahed about just getting a standard Sauvignon Blanc or a Chardonnay. But I think a very cheap Chardonnay might have worked, actually. But then I thought, well, there's this Suave. So what about, because they're both Italy. Yeah, so maybe that's quite a nice little marriage made in heaven. And it's just midweek and I just want to relax. It's not like I'm going to invite anyone around. And then I suddenly got this thing, a bee in my bonnet, really, about green pesto. I was giving a piano lesson and I thought, green pesto. And I thought, what can you have with green pesto apart from green lentils and pasta? And I really don't want to go down the pasta route. I've used up all my winter pasta. That's it, So I have like summer body and winter body. And it's time to get my summer beach body out, because today I could have easily gone paddling. In fact, I could have gone swimming. It was that warm. I don't know what the sea was like, but the sea is never fantastic, even in the south of Britain. So you just have to get used to it. Have a couple of cold showers, you'll be fine. it's all about getting outdoors, enjoying the long days. Maybe get up a little bit earlier and go for a walk to the pond, wherever your pond is, Obviously, if it's 24 miles away, maybe not. But then again, that'd do good, wouldn't it? Fill up a great deal of the day. You could always get the bus back, if there is one. Probably not. Maybe once a week, and you just happen to go on the wrong day. Bad luck. Okay, so we're looking at Falanghina blended with super cheap Suave or Suave, or maybe it's even Suave or Soave. I mean, I don't really see the difficulty. Just call it what you want. Cheap plonk, okay? But they're both Italy, and I'm going for the green pesto. So the essence of this is, can you or I or anybody lose a stone in a few weeks? I mean, 6 or 7 weeks, and I'd be massively happy. And I do think it's possible, because I'm just going to sideline carbohydrates. Okay, there might be a few crisps in the mix, and there might be the odd bowl of chips now and again, but there's not going to be any cakes, biscuits, or rice, or pasta, or anything like that. There's no bread in my diet now. It's mainly based around these, grated salad bowls. So I thought, grated salad bowl, carrot, cucumber, apple, maybe some more fruit, celery. I've got some cress to garnish it, and just some dried herbs would be nice, and some black olives, or some, did I say tomato? Just whatever's just there, maybe even some raw mushroom. That could work beautifully. So I'm just gradually getting off the carbs, going on to the summer diet, and I'm going to look fantastic in a few weeks' time. It'll be fine. No problem. Okay. But I don't want to, in any way stop drinking alcohol. Why would I? Life is about enjoyment, not about hardship, for goodness sake. So I'm going for about 3 weeks. I'm more or less going off red wine, oddly enough, I'm just going to really center everything around fish dishes and these salads, which I have with, I mean, you can just have them on their own, or I can have them with different cheeses. I've got four different cheeses for once. They were all bargain cheeses, and they averaged about £2 each, which I thought wasn't too bad. And I've got quite a lot of tinned fish, so tuna, salmon, mackerel, anything like that. You know, you could put some crispy bacon in. You could even have, like, basically the salad, but with maybe some grated nuts and cooked mushrooms. You know, just be a little bit inventive. It doesn't have to be the same stuff all the time. What's happening is your body is learning to cope with a new temperature and a heck of a lot more light. So you've got a summer routine, whether you realize it or not. Your body wants to actually wake up earlier in the day. I mean, I woke up at winter time, 5:30 this morning, just because the sunlight was streaming through the door, and that will go to a whole hour earlier within a couple of weeks, I think. So I'm thinking, why not just get into that mode, get straight up, go and have a walk to the pond, which is about, you know, 400 yards away. I like to make these things easy, okay? And there was a lady today, she said, oh, I'm on that couch to 5K thing. I said, I couldn't do that. She goes, no, you could. I said, no, I couldn't. I said, I just don't think it's dignified to run. Walk, yes. Run, no. There's no way I'm going to run. Why would I run? If I needed to get there quicker, I'd just, you know, leave earlier, for goodness sake. I mean, if you're getting up at 6:30 to go for a walk, surely that's early enough. You don't need to run, do you? It's ridiculous. She wouldn't have it, and I just looked her straight through the back of her eyes and said, I just don't run. I'm too lazy. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I actually can't run, but that's not the point. She didn't need to know it. Right, so, you know, get the running out of your system. I mean, if you desperately need a run, you know, just run round your garden once, and that's done that for the year. It's got it out of you. Seriously, why the heck does anyone run? You think about it. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Just look at people. They look so fucking ridiculous running. Totally the most retard, you know, occupation ever. What is so bad about your life that you wouldn't just make a nice green pesto salad, put your feet up, drink a couple of bottles of wine, and enjoy yourself? So what I'm saying is, you don't need to slim through exercise, right? Just get the balance healthy between your eating and your drinking. And one of the biggest problems people have is they try and throw three meals in a day, or even four. Why? You know, one meal a day is sufficient, actually. But if you've got one of those metabolisms that needs a lot of kickstarting, go for two. Small meal, big meal. And they can be anywhere in the day. I never, ever eat at the same time. I do my own timetable. I'm not working on a 9 to 5. I don't have anyone to eat with. I almost never eat with another human being, right? So I can take my time. I can have whatever I want. I don't have to chat while I'm eating, right? I can read while I'm eating if I want, but I've never listened to music or anything like that while I'm eating. Never, never do, you know, a course or watch a video or anything while I'm eating. Eating is everything. Read, that's fine, but just eat, drink, and shut the feck up, basically, you know, because I don't have to talk to anyone, and I don't. So, well, I'm talking to you now, obviously, but I'm not eating and drinking. I'm just drinking. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tell you what I've done. I've blended the two wines together because neither of them was to my taste, but I just felt they might just about go together. And I'm going to put that salad together, and I'm going to have it today with just, you know, the four cheeses, and again, all blended in with the pesto. That's going to be something. You've got to get your taste buds tingling, right? To get off the bread diet and onto the salads diet. I mean, there's no harm in things like any amount of seafood, right, shellfish, whatever you like. Any amount of red meat, go for it. Really go for it. Bacon is fine. Eggs are great. You know, fruit. I mean, you've got to see how fruit works. Everyone's body is different. I can pretty much get away with eating any amount of fruit, Right, you might say, well, it's loads of sugar and carbs in it. Yeah, but you know, there's a bit more in the ice cream, huh? So if I can't eat as much double cream, ice cream, fruit, any amount of salad, and sometimes I just have like what, kale and pepper cooked, or leeks, or if I'm doing roast chicken, I really like cooked carrots for some reason. But otherwise, I just never eat cooked carrots because they take far too long. So the preparation time for carrots is does not warrant, the amount of energy you're spending on cooking them. So just eat them raw. But you could, what you can do to cut down the energy time is just grate the carrot and then cook the grated carrot. Yeah, just try and be a little bit innovative with your routines. So yeah, I just basically. It's red meat, some poultry, fish, loads of fish, and very, very basic. I mean, with a steak, my favourite is just fried mushrooms, with maybe a little bit of red wine on them. Have you done that? Fried mushrooms with red wine? Yeah, maybe some herbs. Pretty good. Just very simple. But, and if you just, on the last sort of flip, if you just pop a bit of red wine on the steak, you'll get that nice charcoal look. And you could just put a bit of Liam Perrins as well. You'll definitely get that sort of restaurant charcoal look, which, is pretty good because sooner or later you're going to realise you can take a £4 steak and cook it so much better than a restaurant £30 steak. So why would you go to the restaurant and pay another £20 on top for some cheap bottle of Suave or Suave or whatever you want to call it? You could just have it at home. And if you can get rid of all the other people in your life, you're digestion's going to be so much better because you can eat at your own pace. You don't have to watch the telly, you don't have to talk to anyone, you don't have to think people vibes. Just get rid of them all and eat on your own. It's beautiful, it's really the way forwards. And of course, you get all the wine to yourself. That's the first thing I realized years ago was I half of my wine is being drunk by someone else, so I just got rid of the someone else. It really is that good. It's much cheaper, it's much better. I mean, I can drink twice as much wine now, and it costs me the same amount. Yeah. So let's have a look at these together. I mean, yeah, to look at, they're not much to look at. It's a bit dried grass sort of look, you know. Taste-wise, it's got like absolutely nothing going for it at all. But the point about white wine is even the worst types of white wine, when chilled, they do present alcohol and chill, right? And the fact of the matter is that if you drink wine and you don't stick to exactly the same wines all through the year, you are going to make a few bums, right? You've got to get out there and try. It's just like people. You go out and meet people, and most of them turn out to be complete dipsticks, but it doesn't matter. It expands not only your experience of life, right, but it makes your solitary meals so much nicer because you think, whatever I feel like today, at least I'm not with dipstick one, dipstick two, dipstick 429, all of whom I've met in the last so many months, and it's great. There's nothing like solitude than realizing that you've got rid of all the dipsticks out of your life. It's fantastic. So that actually makes your food and wine taste better. And of course, it goes a lot further. That's good as well. And occasionally, you meet an absolute gem, just like people, just like wine. And wine and people are just the same, aren't they? The mature ones are better, let's face it.